All right, welcome back to Lacapaul Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Sidney Gertis here for Game 2. And the Eagles took the first game by a score of 13-2 in six innings. And Sidney, we're just underway here in Game 2. The Eagles are the home team. And batting is Lexi Sano with two outs here in the top of the first as the game got going. Girls played for a good first game, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a really good game, and I'm excited to see what this second game will bring.
Two outs. Ashley Ann Cole grounded out to Bungarden at third for the first out. And then Faith Meary, the second batter for the Vikings, popped out.
I didn't even see what that one happened or what happened for that, but the Eagles were able to get two quick outs, so that's good, and they're working on a full count and with the third batter.
Yeah, the wind's really picked up there now in Game 2. There's a drive down the first baseline, foul out of play by Lexi Sano. Sano in the first game, she struck out twice and walked. What a game it was for Lacapaul's pitcher, Riley Sawatsky. She struck out 14 Mineola Canby batters and just gave up five hits in that game. She pitched well, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She usually has a pretty good game no matter what team they're playing.
Here's the windup and the pitch to Sano. Swing and a miss, struck her out. And that will end the inning for Lacapaul Valley. For Mineola Canby, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the first, then the Eagles come in the bat. No score. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lacapaul Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more. There's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lacapaul Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Paul Ramo, Sidney Gertis back here at Lacapaul Valley, Game 2 between the Eagles and the Vikings. And the new pitcher is Madison Hennin. Madison Hennin pitching in Game 2 here. Ava Larson pitched in Game 1. So Madison Hennin, right-hander on the mound. And here's Taylor Shelstead. What a game Taylor had. 4-for-4 and a bases clearing triple in the sixth inning. She swings at that pitch and fouls it back for strike one. So we're, Sidney and I were trying to decide who's the player of the game. We could have picked really anybody, right?
Yeah, a lot of the girls had a good game, so it was a hard decision, but decided to pick Taylor Shelstead for the player of the game.
And Taylor pops it up to second base, and Dakota Pesch will haul it in for the out. One out. And here's Riley Lund. Looking at the defense here. Morris is at first. Here's the pitch to Riley Lund, and that's outside for a ball. Ashley Ann Cole out in left field. Summer Hennin in center. Kirsten Huzzabuzz in right. That's the outfield. Lexi Sano behind the plate. Oh, excuse me. Looking at the wrong scorecard there. Sydney, here we go. I got to get the right one. Here's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Hennin knocks it down, then falls down, and then she throws the first to get Lund out.
That was a good play by the pitcher here. She kind of stumbled on the throw the first, fell down, and she's able to stick with it and get the out.
Two outs. Madison Hennin. Where's number three? And the pitch, the Swatsky down the first baseline out of play. Let's go redo that defense for Mineola Canby. I was looking at Game 1. not good. Ashley Ann Cole is in left field. Summer Hennen in center. And Morgan Morse in right. That's the outfield. Third base is Faith Meary. Shortstop is Lexi Sano. And the pitch there to Sawatsky is what? One ball, two strikes?
Yep.
Here's the pitch, and there's a shot out the right field. Base hit. It's going to get by the right fielder, and it goes into the corner. Sawatsky's in with a double. A double for Sawatsky. Well hit ball there, Sydney.
That was a well hit ball. Came sharply off the bat. Didn't give the first baseman a lot of time to react. So, unfortunately for Mineota Cambi, it was able to roll into the right field, and Riley was able to advance to second base.
Here's Tori Bungarden, number 9. Take the first pitch, a strike, I think. Yep. Two outs. Ground ball right back to the pitcher, Hennen, and then she throws high, and the first baseman makes the catch for the third out. So, for Lacapau Valley in the first inning, no runs on one hit. That was by Sawatsky. No errors, and they leave Sawatsky on base. We're going to go to the top of the second. No score between Cambi Mineota and Lacapau Valley. You're listening to Eagle Softball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.com. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
All right. We're back here at Lacapau Valley, game number 2, Lacapau Valley 0, Mineota Cambi 0. The Eagles took the first game 13-2 in 6 innings. Here's Ava Larson now playing first base for the Vikings, her first at-bat in the game. Riley in her windup in the pitch, swing and a miss for strike 1. Getting a little cool out now, I think, isn't it, Cindy?
Yeah, in between games, you could definitely tell that the wind was picking up, and the wind always makes things colder.
Yeah, swing and a miss for a strike. To number 15, Ava Larson. Two strikes on Ava. We're in the top of the second. Wind blowing straight in from center field. Next pitch down low. Yeah, we had a little break between games, and the concession stand makes a killing during the break, don't they?
Yep. I was going to stop there, but I figured I'd stop after the game.
Oh, there's a hard hit ball. The short Shelstead with the fielding play and throws the first for the out. Wow, Taylor's... That was a hard hit ball there to short.
Yeah, it was a hard hit ball. Taylor's playing behind the baseline, so that helps her out, being able to have a little extra time to react to it. She was able to make a good throw first.
Summer Hennen takes the first pitch, pops it foul in front of the first base dugout, where the Mineota Cambi players are. And during the break, there's a lot of Mineota Cambi people here cheering on their team. One out here in the second. The pitch is popped up over our heads for strike 2. When you're a pitcher, you like to get ahead of the batters, and that's what Riley has been doing.
Yep, getting ahead early just makes the pitcher be able to relax and be able to throw strikes.
Is the 0-2 pitch? Did she go around? No. Ball to Summer Hennen, Madison Hennen on deck. 2-10 down the line. And a ground ball hit the third base. Corey Bungarden fields it, makes the throw to first, out number two.
And that was a good play by Tori. She gave it enough time to make sure that she could get the ball in fair territory and make the play. Otherwise, she would have had to let it go foul if she couldn't make the play.
Here's the pitcher for Mineota Camby, Madison Hannon. And she takes the first pitch, drills it out in a right field base hit for Madison Hannon. Well, the Vikings coming out of the game here, swinging away. Here's Kirsten Huzzabuzz, the catcher, number 12. And got to take her shin guards off. You had to do that many times, Sydney.
Yeah, you leave them on when there's two outs because you don't know.
Yep.
You don't want to have to take everything off and then put it on. So you kind of just play with it. And then you get situations like that where you have to rush and take them
off. Ground ball to the right side of the field, knocked down by Addie Bond, and she throws the first for the out. Three outs. Nice play by Bond at second. So that'll end the inning for Mineota Camby. No runs on one hit. That was by Madison Hannon. No errors, and they leave Hannon at first. We will go to the bottom of the second with the Eagles coming to bat. You're listening to Mineota Camby, Lockport Valley Girls Softball, here on 92.1 FM, KOQP, Madison Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
West Branch Vineyard, owned by Traig and Sarah Wiesman. They serve Milner Heritage Winery, Rolling Forks Winery, and Grandview Valley Winery wines. Wine tastings, you get 4 1-ounce pours for $7. The West Branch Bloody Mary is an award-winning family recipe. They have pizzas, pretzels, cheese curds, and much more. Bring the family and friends out to West Branch Vineyard. They're located at 2496 160th Street, Dawson. Look them up on Facebook or check out their website at westbranchvineyard.com. That's West Branch Vineyard, owned by Traig and Sarah Wiesman. See you there.
All right, here we go. We are in, what inning are we in here, Sydney?
We are in the bottom of the second.
Bottom of the second, Lockport batting here. You know, I usually don't do this, but I got the lineup cards mixed up here and trying to find the right one for Lockport Valley here. Taylor Kittleson is batting. The pitcher, Madison Hennin. Here's the pitch to Kittleson, and it's ball outside. Taylor had a nice hit. Was that a 2 RBI double?
The first game?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, she was able to get a nice hit past the infield, so that was good. Good to see.
Here's the windup in the pitch by Hennin, and it's a strike. Madison Hennin in the circle. Kirsten Huzzabuzz behind the plate. Ava Larson over at first. There's a ground ball. Oh, off the shin. Off the leg of it. Yeah. Hennin, and it goes out in the left field. Ouch.
Yeah, that one probably isn't going to feel good. She should take her time and walk it off a little bit. It hit her just right, though, so it was bouncing off, so the shortstop was running one direction, and the ball ended up going the other direction. Taylor was able to reach.
Here's the pitch to Isabel. Is this Isabel?
Yep.
Isabel Curtis. Yeah, that's going to leave a bruise.
Yeah, right on the shin, too, and that never feels good.
Right back to Madison Hennin, the pitcher. And when it ricochets off your leg like that and goes into left field, that's moving. Pitch is high to Isabel. Did you give your sister any advice between games? Or
no, I really didn't. She was just kind of talking with everyone else, getting ready for the next game.
Pitch high to Gertis. Isabel's in what grade again?
She is a sophomore.
Sophomore, okay. So we got a couple years left with her.
Yep.
Madison, Lacaparro Valley with a Kittleson on first base. Nobody out. Here's the pitch from Hennin. And it's ball four. So Lacaparro Valley with runners on first and second. And here's Maddie Matthews, the designated hitter in this game. First time she's played today. Maddie Matthews at the plate. And there's a strike to Matthews. What is she wearing, number two?
Yep, number two.
I think she had, looking at the stats last week, she had a good game. Now, oh, she tried to bunt that, but, oh, she got a piece of it and bunted it foul. Runners, they got to go back or not?
No, nope. I think it hit off the catcher's glove here.
Oh, okay.
Maddie was unable to pull the bunt back, so they called her for a strike on a high pitch.
Two strikes to Matthews. Here's the pitch from Hennin. It's high for a ball. So Kittleson is at third base now, and Gertis at second. No score here. And a swing and a miss jammed her for strike. Oh, she got a piece of it. Oh, no. What happened? The ball come flying over here. That was a strikeout.
Yep, must have been a strikeout.
Weird.
I don't think that any of them really knew what was happening there.
And there's a ground ball, and it gets it right up the middle off the pitcher out in the center field. That's going to score two runs. And Ayanna Gibson with an two RBIs.
Yeah, that was another nice hit right up the middle. Kind of got the pitcher off guard, and she wasn't able to make the play. And it was right in between the second and shortstop, so it was hard for them to be able to make a play as well.
Ayanna didn't waste any time. Now she's going to try to steal second. Oh, she runs into Sano, the shortstop, trying to cover second base, and Sano's hurt. There's a collision there. And no, she gets up. She's going to be okay. Oof, that was
Yeah, that's not something that you want to see. I think the umps are trying to figure out who to call the interference on. I think when you're stealing second, you're technically supposed to slide, especially if there's a play being made on. So once the catcher throws the ball, you're really supposed to slide to prevent these injuries.
Yeah, it was Lexi Sano. What was happening there, Gibson was trying to steal second base. They threw down the second, and Sano was coming over to cover second, and there's a big collision there between Ayanna Gibson and Sano.
Yeah, the throw was a little off as well, so that kind of makes it hard for Ayanna to be able to make a proper slide. And then, of course, she's trying to make a play on the ball and catch the ball so it doesn't go into outfield. So there's a little bit of everything that you don't really want to see.
Addie Bond, a swing and a miss there by Addie. And Gibson's at second base. Ground ball to the right side of the field. Fielded it there by Tessa Ansbach, or Anhalt, excuse me. And they throw her out at first base.
Yep, Addie was able to put the ball on the ground and advance the runner to third. So now we're sitting with two outs and a runner on third. So hopefully it looks like Taylor's up to bat.
Yeah, that was Anhalt, the second baseman, making the fielding play. Nice job and fielding the ball by Anhalt, and then threw her out at first for the second out. Now we're at the top of the order, and Taylor Shellstead with Gibson at third base. Two runs in here in the second inning. Eagles lead 2-0. The next pitch by Hennin trails out in the center field. Base hit. Another RBI for Taylor Shellstead.
Another good hit right up the middle. Able to get Ayanna Gibson home safely, and Taylor's at first sitting there safely, and we'll see what happens now.
Taylor has such a nice swing, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. She's really able to time that out.
Lund squares around. It's low for a ball and a throw down to second, a stolen base for Shellstead. Taylor's missed softball here today.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's hard to believe a couple of years ago that she wasn't even playing softball.
Well, she was off her track, wasn't
yep.
she? There's a drive down the right field line. Foul hits the fence out of play. Yeah, she was off her track the first couple of years, I think.
Yeah, I think she ran or distance or did the sprinting. It was one of the two.
Well, and she's in cross country.
Yep, she's in cross country, so then track just kind of makes sense. But she always used to play softball, and I think she just finally was able to.
Let's drive out in the right field, drops in there for Riley Lund, and Shellstead's going to score. Lund goes into second base. And it's 4-0, Lacapaul Valley. Lund out the right field. Brings up Sawatsky. 4-0 now. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Madison Hennin doing the pitching for Mineota Cambie, facing Riley Sawatsky. And in wind up, and Hannon's pitch, ground ball chopper in front of the home plate. The catcher, Huzzabas, picks it up, throws the first for the out. Nice job by the catcher there, Sydney.
Yeah, she was able to jump out of her crouching position and get the ball real quick and then turn and be able to make a good play to first.
Well, four runs for Lacapaul Valley there in the second on 1-2. Three hits, no errors, and they leave one runner left on base. Hey, we're going to go to the top of the third inning out here at Lacapaul Valley. The Eagles have a 4-0 lead. We'll be right back.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
All right, Paul Ramo back here along with Sydney Gertis. And the Eagles put up four runs there last inning, Sydney. How about that?
Yeah, there's a few good hits put into play, and then there's fast runners, so they're able to get moving and score maybe one more run than what the other teams could have done, especially when you have a deep hit out into the outfield, you're just sprinting.
Got to apologize. It's Tessa Overgaard playing second base, not Ann Holt, my mistake. All right, here we go. Mineota Cambie batting here in the top of the third inning. Eagles, if you're with us, not with us in the first game, the Eagles won 13-2 and picked up 14 hits in that first game in six innings. Here's Morgan Morris, pops it foul right over our heads here. Morgan is playing right field in game two here. Coach Heidi Borboom does such a nice job with the softball program at Mineota Cambie. And a swing and a miss. There's always a Hennin on the Mineota Cambie team.
Yeah, I feel like I've grown up hearing that name.
Here's the wind up in the pitch. Swing and a miss. First strike three. Morse goes down swinging. That's a second strikeout for Riley. Here's Tessa Overgaard. And a swing and a miss by number 8. Well, the American flag is blowing straight in now. In the first game, it wasn't blowing out there at all. We didn't have no breeze.
Well, the wind definitely picked up here in between games and into the second game.
Strike 2 to Overgaard. And strike 3. There's out number 2. Back-to-back strikeouts for Sawatsky.
Yeah, that was a good changeup thrown by Riley there. Batter wasn't expecting it, and just didn't even have time to think about swinging.
Here's a left fielder, Ashley Ann Cole. Changeup, swing and a miss. Ashley was way ahead of that one. There's that nasty changeup by Sawatsky. Next pitch, fastball outside for a ball to number number five, Ashley Ann Cole. Next pitch, down low for, or was that a strike?
The batter was able to get the top of the bat on it.
Okay. Strike two to Cole. She steps back into the batter's box. 1-2 count here. Two outs. The pitch is high for a ball. Good eye there by Cole. Looks down to Coach Borboom. Swatsky delivers. Fastball swing and a miss. Struck her out, and then Gertis tags her. So that's a mowing down inning there for Swatsky. Striking out Morris and Overgaard and Cole. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for Minnesota Cambi. We're going to go to the bottom of the third. The Eagles lead 4-0.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by ABC Appleton Building Center, your home-owned hometown building center downtown Appleton. See them for all your building needs, including dimension lumber, deck material, shingles, and more. They have Larson combination doors and Anderson windows. ABC Appleton Building Center. Brought to you by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. Crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
We're going to need Minnesota youth to be prepared to face the challenges the future will bring. Right now, kids in 4-H programs are growing critical skills in science, agriculture, leadership, and more, as well as developing their interests in a variety of different topics. To learn more about 4-H programs near you, go to z.umn.edu/4hjoin.
All right, Sydney Gertis up at the press box with me here. And Sydney, the nerves gone from first time broadcasting with me here?
Yeah, I was a little nervous right away, but it's just like how you talk after for post game or just kind of talking about softball. It's fun to talk about, so.
Yep, I remember you well playing varsity sports for Lacapa Valley. Now you're volleyball, basketball, and softball.
Yep, I played all three of those and enjoyed all three of them every year that I played them. So,
but now, you're encouraged to be a three-sport athlete, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. Having the little swap of the sporting events, so playing one sport's kind of hard.
Yep. I think it's Tori Bungarden batting here. Tori Bungarden, a number 9 batting. Tori grounded out to the first the pitcher, Madison Hennin. And she swings at that one, fouls it back. Yeah, it keeps you busy, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure. I liked having a change in events, and then you get to play with different people depending on the sport, too, and that's always fun to play with others.
Hennin delivers, and a shot out the left field base hit by Bungarden. Tori's having a great year. That's the fifth hit of the game for La Caprile Valley. Here's Taylor Kittleson. Here's Taylor Kittleson batting. Bungarden at first. Now the first baseman and the third baseman, Miri and Larson, are in a little bit. Why do they do that, Sydney?
Just in case for a bunt situation, they pull in the corners so that if it's bunted down the third baseline, the third baseman is able to get the ball fast and throw it to first. Or if it's in the other case, maybe the first base can get there faster and then throw it to the second baseman.
Kittleson chops that one down the third baseline foul. For strike two, we are in the bottom of the third inning, game number 2, and the Eagles have a 4-0 lead. One ball, two strikes to Taylor Kittleson, Isabel Gertis on deck. Here's the windup, and the pitch, ground ball, hard ball off the glove of Sano at short, and then she stays on her knees and doesn't make a throw.
No, she looked second, but Tori was already, running towards second right off the bat, or the ball off the bat. So she was there, and there was no play to be made.
Yeah, I give Sano credit at short, though, that she made a nice play, didn't she?
Yep, she was able to knock it down, and it kept the runners that were on base from advancing to even farther.
Gertis at the plate. The pitch is outside, goes to the backstop, so the runners, Bungarden, will go to third, Kittleson to second. Nobody out here in the third. And a good opportunity for Isabel Gertis. Swing and a miss for strike one. Isabel walked and came around to score in the second inning. And the pitch to Gertis, pop foul over the press box here. Coach Sawatsky doing some coaching out there. Talking to Kittleson at second. Bungarden standing next to Coach Sawatsky. Big pitch here to Gertis. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. You gonna talk about that when you go home tonight, or?
Maybe. It's easier to see it sometimes from up here.
One out. Here's Maddie Matthews, the designated hitter. Swing and a miss. Maddie struck out swinging in the second inning. Eagles threatening with runners on second and third. Hennon's pitch is in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher, Huzzabuzz.
Yeah, keeping that ball in front of you in this situation is very important. Once it gets past you, then that gives the runner on third base the chance to score.
Madison Hennon delivers at Matthews outside for a ball. Anna Gibson on deck. She had that big two RBI single in the second. Hennon with the shades on. The pitch. Foul ball. Strike two to Maddie. Bungarden at third. Kittleson at second. Here's the pitch. And she reaches for it. Pops it in the left field. And the left fielder coming over, Ashley Ann Cole, makes the catch. And then the tag, and Eagles score on the tag. And now Kittleson goes to third. What happened there?
That was a good heads-up play by all the base runners. Tori Bungarden was able to tag up from third and score. And she slid into home because it was a close play. The shortstop threw it to home. And then as that was going on, Taylor Kittleson was able to head to third from second base.
So Ashley Ann Cole out there in left field running over towards center field making the catch. And then got it into the infield, but good base running there by the Eagles. Popped up off the bat of Gibson, center field, major league pop up. And Summer Hannon catches it out there in center field for the third out. That was a big pop up there.
Yeah, that was. And especially now, I think the sun's kind of playing more of a factor in. You can see all the people on the left side have sunglasses on. When the ball is hit that high up there, it's hard to be able to track it down. Sometimes you lose it into the sun.
For La Caparo Valley in the bottom of the third, one run on two hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. We're going to go to the fourth with Mineota Cammy coming to bat, and the Eagles leading the Vikings 5-0. We'll be back with more softball from La Caparo Valley High School right after this.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Number nine, Faith Meary is at the plate for Mineota Cammy. They're down 5-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. And Riley Sawatsky, they'll wind up in the big pitch outside. You miss playing softball, Cindy? High school ball?
Yeah, I really do. I really enjoyed it. It was fun to catch, and Coming in my senior year, it would have been fun to play one last time, but unfortunately we didn't have that, but it was good while it lasted.
Yep. All right, a walk there on four straight pitches to Miri, and Sano puts a bunt down, foul, down towards the Lockefall dugout or bench. Lexi Sano batting. She struck out in the first inning. Yeah, you really create a bond when you have success like that, right?
Yeah, and we had majority of our team coming back, a few key players that we would have been missing, but it would have been fun. It would have been a good run for us to. Unfortunately, it just didn't happen.
Yeah, that was a sad, sad time when they had to shut everything down. You missed your senior year.
Yep.
There's a pitch and a called strike three to Sano.
Number 15.
One out. Sano called out on strikes. That was four. Fifth strikeout there for Riley. Here's number 15, the first baseman, Ava Larson. Riley's pitch, and that's inside for a ball. Boy, I'm glad I brought my coat with. It's a little chilly up here in the press box right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, I brought my coat down.
And you don't have it with you?
No, I brought it down in between games.
Oh, you had it up here in the first game?
Yep.
Three balls, no strikes to Ava Larson, and the pitch is right down the middle for a strike. Faith Miri at first base after drawing a walk. And here's the pitch, and oh, high pop-up left field, and Claire Borsted giving chase, and it goes out of play. Okay.
That was a nice job by Claire to be able to track that down. The wind could have had a factor in it, and the sun, she just wasn't able to get there and make the play.
Here's the pitch, and it's a ball. So a couple walks here in the inning given up by Sawatsky has given Mineota Cambie runners on first and second, one out. Here's Summer Hennin. Swing and a miss by Summer for strike one. Claire Borsted out in left field, London center, and Gibson in right. That's your outfield for the Eagles. Wind up in the pitch by Sawatsky, and it's low for a ball to number seven, the center fielder for Mineota Cambie, Summer Hennin. 5-0 the score, to Eagles leading here in the top of the fourth inning. Pitch by Sawatsky. Hit down the right field line, way out of play, towards my car. In all my years of broadcasting, I've only had one dent in my car from baseball or softball.
That's some good luck right there.
All my ears. So, change up, swing, and a miss. Summer would want that one back, huh?
Yeah, you kind of, after you see it in the catcher's mitt, then you realize that you want that one back.
Yeah, you shouldn't probably swing. Here's Madison Hennin, fastball, swing, and a miss by Hennin. Hennin got a base hit out in the right field at her last at-bat. Mineota Cambie with runners on first and second. Miri on second. Larson on first. Here's the pitch. A changeup, swing and a miss. She went after it. What do you got to do with that changeup, Cindy? I mean, as a batter?
As a batter, you just have to sit back and watch it. I mean, it's hard to prepare for it, but if you can see it coming off of the hand of the pitcher, then you just sit there and then...
Swing and a miss. Strike three. That wasn't a changeup. That was a fastball.
That was a fastball. That's the thing, when you're able to mix in the changeup and the fastball, that throws the batters off and they don't know what to expect the next pitch.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on base for Mineota Cambie. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Eagles have a 5-0 lead. We'll be back right after this.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8-9 and Sundays 9-9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92. Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
All right, Lacapoil Valley leading Mineota Cambie 5-0. He's going into the bottom of the fourth inning as in, we are in game two. Eagles won the first game in six innings, 13-2, capped off by Taylor Shelsett's three RBI triple in the sixth. Madison Hennon in the circle for Mineota Cambie. It'll be the 9-1-2 batters. You'll face Addie Pott. Takes the first pitch of ball. When the sun gets lower, it gets really cool now. I suppose you can go get your coat if you like.
No, I should be good for her now.
All right.
As long as the sun doesn't drop on me fast.
Oh, nice pitch by Hennon. Swing and a miss by Bond. One ball, one strike. And the next pitch outside. A lot of action in the JV field here. Looks like Mineota Cambie was scoring some runs. Hennon in her windup, and the pitch is low. Ball three, 3-1. Did you get to know some home plate umpires since you're catching? Get to talk to them often? Or?
Yeah, actually, it's surprising how much you actually talk to them. And then I had a couple of them that did behind the plate as well as ref for basketball games.
Oh,
so that was interesting to see.
And you get to know them.
Yep.
Full count pitch to Addie Bond, ball four. And the Eagles have their first batter on base. There's Taylor Shelstead. Taylor flied out the second, or first at bat, and an RBI single in the second. Prom this Saturday out of Lacapoil Valley. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. It's hard to believe it's May already, isn't it?
Yeah,
crazy
with the weather that we've had.
Yeah. There's a pitch inside. Here's a throw down the second, not in time. And Addie Bond gets in scoring position at second base. Yeah, that was an ugly April.
Yeah, not very fun. You didn't know when it was going to stop snowing.
Yeah. Here's the next pitch to Shelstead. That's high for a ball. Taylor Shelstead, a number of awards, All-State. Here's a pitch. And that's a strike to Taylor. Looks down to Coach Sawatsky. And Hennon delivers. Pop ball. Oh, right on top of us here, Sydney. How about that?
It's different to hear from up here.
Full count to Taylor Shelstead, the pitch from Hennon. Pops it up. Right field second baseman coming over. Oh, she can't make the catch. Tessa Overgaard.
Yeah, that's a hard play to make. At second base, you're worrying about the runner a little bit, so you're creeping over, and then you get a ball hit like that, and you have to run the opposite direction.
Here's Riley Lund. Squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and Shell sits down to second, and she'll stand up. Bond's at third. Shellstead at second. Nobody out. We're in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch from Madison Hennon. Popped up. Shallow right field. The right fielder coming in. And she dives for it. Misses it. And that's going to score one run for sure. And Shellstead will stay at third base.
That's a hard play to make by the right fielder. She gave a good attempt at it, but it's a hard thing to do. You're coming in. You know that one way or another, the runner at third is going to score, and they're going to try tag up, but if you try to make that play and throw the ball in real quick, then you can get that out.
Yeah, that Morgan Morse out there, she gave a great effort, though. Good effort by her. Eagles with runners on second and third. And batting is Sawatsky. And there's a strike to Riley. Two strikes to Sawatsky. 6-0. Eagles lead. Hennon's pitch. Down the right, out the right field. The right fielder over. And she makes the catch. And tagging up from third is Shelstead for the seventh run. Lund tags up and goes from second to third.
Yep, that's good base running by both of them. They're both alert and know the situation that once that ball is caught, they're able to tag up in advance.
And there's a ground ball, left field, base hit by Tori Bungarden. And that's going to score Lund. And three runs in here for the Eagles. In the fourth.
This inning, the Eagles have been able to put the bat on the ball and just move everyone around a little bit more.
Taylor Killison, Hennon's pitch is outside for a ball. 8-0 the score in the bottom of the fourth inning. There's one out. One ball there to Taylor Killison. Bungarden at first with her eyebrow. Killison pops that one up. And it hits the top of the first base dugout. And that might be a dent on the roof there.
Yeah, I wouldn't even want to see how many dents are up there.
Taylor Kittleson, she had a big two RBI single in the second inning in game number one. Here's the pitch, ground ball, hit the Sano, fields it that short, throws the second, throws the first, and that's that was the third out, right? Or is that a double play? That was a double play, I think, wasn't it?
I honestly don't even know.
Yeah.
They're all kind of coming off the field, like, slowly.
All right, well, that's the end of the inning. Three runs for Lacapal Valley on two errors by the Vikings. And the Eagles now lead 8-0. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-987578. That's 325-987578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Paul Ramo and Sydney Curtis here at Lacapal Valley on now a cool Thursday evening. But I'm not complaining. The Eagles are leading 8-0. What was your, do you remember your record, your senior or your junior year when you played in the section championship? 20-some wins, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember this off the top of my head, to be honest with you.
Who are some of the players on your team besides you and Haley?
So it was me, Haley, Lindsey Kranz, Ashton Molden. I'm pretty sure Tori was playing third at that point, too.
Yep. Riley played, too, I think.
She might have played a little bit in center field. Cassidy Olson was also on the team.
Oh, yeah, Cassidy Olson, yeah.
Lauren Benson.
You got a good memory.
Yeah, just to name a couple of them, I guess.
Yeah, then COVID hit, and you lost out on your senior season, and that was tough. Tough for everybody.
Yeah, that's tough right away. At this point now, it's kind of... there's nothing you can do about it, but right away it was kind of a sad couple of weeks, especially right away they were telling us like they would start later, and then you just wait it out, and then when they finally said that it was over, that was kind of a heartbreaker.
Yeah. All right, Lacapal Valley, I'm not sure what the delay is here. The Eagles, we're in the fifth inning. Mineota Cambie, the visiting team, put up their 7, 8, and 9 batters. Where do the umpires go?
I was just looking for him. It looks like one of the umpires was talking to Coach Scott Slotsky and is talking to the someone in the first base dugout from Mineola.
Okay. Yeah, we should mic these coaches up or something.
Yeah. Let us know what's going on.
So what's going on, yeah. Hey, tomorrow we'll have baseball for you on Q92. Dick Newman will be over in Dawson at Nelson Field. Dawson Boy Blackjack hosting La Caprile Valley. The Eagles were hosting Canby tonight. All right, here we go. And Mineola steps into the batter's box. Number two, it's Kristen Huzzabuzz, the catcher. Swing and a miss. And wind up in the pitch outside for a ball. Kirsten Huzzabuzz. I said Kristen. It's Kirsten. These first names lately are get more difficult than to say the last name. Whatever happened to Tom and John and Mary? And here's Sawatsky's pitch. Swing and a miss. Her strike two to Huzzabuzz. Full count. First batter here in the fifth. 8-0. Riley's pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Strikeout number nine for Riley Sawatsky.
Yeah, Riley's been throwing a good couple games, and it's good to see her doing that early, I guess, in the season. Hopefully it carries over into the end of the season and into playoffs.
Here's number 12 batting. The pitch inside. Dakota Pesh, it looks like, is batting for Morse. Dakota Pesh batting. Three balls, no strikes to Dakota Pesh. Here's the pitch from Sawatsky, and that's strike one. It's almost automatic, even if you get it close to the strike zone on 3-0, isn't it?
Yeah, usually when you have a 3-0 count, the coaches are telling you to just lay off and make sure it's a perfect pitch before you swing at it.
Ground ball to the right side of the field, and it goes foul. Taylor Kittleson fielding it on the other side of the first base bag. Yeah, Friday we got baseball for you. Monday we'll have Dawson Boyd Blackjack softball. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So nice job by Sawatsky for coming back there.
Yeah, that was good to see. She had 3-0 count on her, and she was able to bring it back and strike them out.
Tessa Orkard batting. Swing and a miss for a strike. Mineola Canby came into the game. 7 wins and 3 losses. Ground ball to third. Bungarden with the fielding play throws the first. That's a 1-2-3 inning. Nice job there by Tori.
Yeah, Tori has got that kind of mastered. She's able to get the ball and get her feet set for a good throw to first.
Well, 10 strikeouts for Sawatsky through 5 innings, and no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for Mineola Canby. And La Caprile Valley coming to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. They have an 8-0 lead. We'll be back with more softball right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, Lacapoil Valley leading 8-0. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Eagles coming to bat. Here's Isabel Curtis, Maddie Matthews, and Ayanna Gibson, the first three batters. Madison Hennon continuing in the circle here for Mineota Canby. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's high for a ball. The Camden Conference this year in softball is really interesting, isn't it? It's kind of up. Anybody can take it.
Yeah, I've heard some crazy stories from different teams, and it'll just be interesting to see how it all plays out in the end.
RTR is very good. They got a very young team. Dawson Boyd beat KMS the other night. That probably hasn't happened for a while. Oh, there's a drive out in the left field. Base hit. Curtis, it goes all the way to the fence. And Curtis is on her way to three. She's trying for a triple. Here's the throw. She slides head first. Safe. A triple for Isabel Curtis here in the fifth inning. Ashley Ann Cole did a nice job getting over there, but it was well hit. It was hit hard, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good to see. She's kind of been in a slump, so.
Oh, okay.
It was good to see that. Now I won't have to give her so much grief when I get out.
Here's Maddie Mathis swings that and falls that back. A triple for Isabel Gertis.
Good to see a smile on the face.
Yeah.
She gets hard on herself sometimes.
Okay. Pitches down low. But you would have turned that into an inside the Parker, though, right?
Probably not. Definitely got slower.
I'm just trying to start an argument here between sisters. So you're slower than Isabel?
Definitely am now, but...
Okay, here's a pop-up by Matthews in the first base side. Out of play. Yeah, that was a nice, well-hit ball, and, you know, give credit to Ashley Ann Cole out there. I mean... She gave it the a good try there. Here's Hannon's pitch to Matthews, and that's low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Maddie Matthews with Curtis at third base. The pitch from Hennon, ground ball to the second baseman. Fields it, throws the first for the out, but a run comes in. Curtis scores. 4-3 put out there. One out. Here's Ayanna Gibson. Ayanna always swings at the first pitch. Watch this. Here's the windup and the pitch. No, she didn't. Ayanna, you're supposed to swing at the first pitch.
They always say the first pitch is the best pitch.
Yep,
so.
I always noticed that about Ayanna. She always swings at the first pitch. Next pitch is in the dirt. 9-0. The Eagles here in the fifth. One out, 2-0 count on Ayanna Gibson. Madison Hennon delivers. Popped up, right side of the field, the right fielder. Morse, underneath of it, makes the easy catch out there. Two outs. Here's Addie Bond. Addie's walked and grounded out in game number two here. Well, Neon Needles post-game show coming up after this game. And I'll wrap up both games. Ground ball, right side of the field, off the first baseman's glove. The second baseman fields it, throws the first for the out. Nice job there for out number three. How do you score that? 3-4-3.
You know, I honestly couldn't even see it. There's this part in this press box that I got the blind spot on second base.
Well, the Eagles do pick up another run. They lead 9-0, and Mineota Canby coming to bat here. In the top of the sixth inning. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper. The Co-op Credit Union in Canby offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Canby.
All right, 9-0 Lacapaul Valley, game two over Miniota Cambie. Eagles improved to 7-2 with the win earlier this afternoon, 13-2. Taylor Shelstead went 4-for-4 in game number one, and she had a 3-RBI triple in the sixth to break it open. Miniota Cambie batting here in the top of the sixth inning, down 9-0, and batting is number five. Is that five? Oh, man. Is this Ashley? No. Pitch is high for a ball. Got Ashley and Cole batting. Here's the pitch. Pop foul coming right at us and hits the net. Oh, right in front of us, Cindy. Could have jumped out the window and got that one. That's a big net in front of us to catch that, to protect the spectators in the stands.
Yeah, that was a smart decision by, I don't even know who made that, but there's many times where they didn't have it and the ball would just bounce and someone watching the JV game.
Ashley Ann Cole swings at that one, falls it back, strike two. One ball, two strikes to Cole. Here's the pitch, fastball, missed for ball two. Ball two. First inning, Ashley grounded out to Bungarden at third and then struck out in the third, or in the first, grounded out to Bungarden. Next pitch, chase a high fastball, swing and a miss.
Now it's bat number nine.
First strike, three. Strikeout number 11 for Sawatsky. One out. Here's Faith Meary. A pitch, a little chopper, and Bond, the second baseman, going to let it go out in center field. Base hit.
Now off the bat, number 10.
Number 10 batting. This is Kennedy Arndt. Swing and a miss by Kennedy. One ball, one strike. Yeah, 11 strikeouts for Riley. Here's a pitch down the first baseline and just foul. Really nice crowd here tonight at Lacapaul Valley High School. Got a lot of teams are in action. I know the track team is at YME. Golf teams are, I believe, in Wilmer. Lacapaul baseball hosting Cambie tonight. There's a strike. There's a strike, right, Sid?
He called it a ball.
Oh,
it must
ball.
Have been a little bit low.
All right. Kennedy Arndt at the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Eagles lead 9-0 here in the sixth. Pitches high and away. Now we got a full count to Kennedy Arndt. Here's the pitch. Ball four. And Riley's a little disgusted with herself there.
Yeah, those are two pitches that were thrown a little bit low. Just she thought she got the edge of the zone, but the umpire decided not to call them strikes.
Here's the first baseman for Miniota Cambie, Ava Larson. Ava Larson with Miniota Cambie with runners on first and second. Pitch is low for a ball. There is nobody. Oh, we got one out. I'm sorry. One out, and that was by Ashley Ann. Here's the pitch. Oh, high fly ball left field. It's going way out of play. And it actually goes into the JV field. Ava Larson pitched the first game. Went the distance. Here's a swing and a miss. For strike two. See if Riley can come back here. Runners on first and second for Miniota Cambie. Larson at the plate. Two strikes on her. Here's the pitch, and that's low for a ball. Corners are in again. We got a close JV score over there, 10-9 in the fourth. I'm not quite sure who's leading, though. A lot of softball players here on both fields. Next pitch popped up right side, and that's going to go out of play towards the school bus, or my car again, or the porta potties out there. 2-2 count to Ava Larson. Sawatsky delivers. Changeup missed high. So does Coach Sawatsky call the changeup, or Riley do that herself, you think?
I would assume that Sawatsky...
Ground ball, shortstop, Shellstead fields it, goes to first, and gets the sure out. Runners do advance. I'm sorry?
I would assume that Sawatsky does it, but I could be wrong, especially since it's a new kind of a thing with him calling it.
Here's Summer Hennen, the center fielder. Summer's grounded out to Bungarden at third and struck out in the fourth. Two outs here in the sixth inning. Mineota Canby with runners on second and third now, and Summer Hennen at the plate. Riley in her windup, the pitch, ground ball right side, foul. Out of play. Home plate umpire, he's pretty animated behind home plate. He lets you know what the deal is right away.
Yep.
Kind of like that, don't you?
No, that's a nice thing about umps. You look at them and you don't know what's happening, but he's been able to tell everyone right away, and he's been consistent with it.
There's a strike to Summer Hennen. Two strikes, two outs, two on. Riley nods her head. In her windup, the big windup, and there's a drive out in the left field. Base hit. This is going to score two runs. Matthews gets it in back in play. And that's a two RBI single for Summer Hennen.
That's a good hit right there, just right on the line. Nowhere close to the third baseman, shortstop, or the left fielder.
Madison Hennen at the plate. So Mineota Canby gets on the board. There's a pop-up, shallow left field, base hit. And kind of gets by the left fielder, Matthews, but now the runners go to second and third.
Took a bad hop on Matthews there. Taylor was back trying to catch it, and Matthews was there for the backup, but unfortunately she had a bad hop in the outfield.
All right, Mineota Canby putting some runs across here. They got two on. Two runs in and two runners on, second and third. And here's Kirsten Huzzabuzz. And
that was a good strike right down the middle by Swatsky.
Oh, the JV softball came and almost hit the home plate umpire in the varsity field. Almost got it. So it's 9-2 here in the sixth. Two outs, one ball, one strike to number two. Huzzabuzz, and here's the pitch. And there's a strike. Kirsten Huzzabuzz batting. There's a ground ball. The pitcher, Sawatsky, fields it, underhands it to first, and they get her out.
Good play by Riley right there. Out of reach for the first baseman, so she called her off to get the first baseman back on the bag and able to underhand it and make a play.
Two runs on three hits, no errors, and two left on base for Mineota Canby, but they get on the scoreboard. And the Eagles lead 9-2 in the Lacrosse Valley, coming to bat here in the bottom of the sixth. And we'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with more Camden Conference softball right after this.
Matson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Matson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Matson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Matson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Matson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
Sports also brought to you by Wolfslager Excavating for septic tank installation, ditch cleaning, land clearing, CRP tree removal, basements, footings, and skid loader work. Give Chris a call at Wolfslager Excavating, 320-841-1074. That's 320-841-1074 for Wolfslager Excavating.
Paul Rayo and Sidney Gurdis back here at Lacapral Valley as we're going to close out game number two here. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Eagles lead 9-2. Taylor Shellstead will be the top of the order for the Eagles. Taylor Shellstead, Riley Ludden, and Sawatsky, the first three batters for Lacapral Valley. Now on a cool Thursday evening, Madison Hannon continuing on the circle, and first pitch to Taylor Shellstead, pops it up, and Cole, the left fielder, comes running in and makes a nice running catch.
Now off the bat, number one, Riley
Lund. Ashley Ann Cole out there in left field. She's been busy this game, hasn't she, Sydney?
Yeah, she's had a lot of action come towards her. She's been making some good plays, and unfortunately there's been some plays where she hasn't been able to get to.
Here's Riley Lund. Riley had a RBI single in the second. And the pitch from Hennin is high for a ball. Coach Sawatsky. I like Coach Sawatsky's softball hat that he has as a new hat up there. Looks sharp, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Solid black and then just has the white writing, so that just stands out.
I told him I want one of those, and he said, I'll get you one. There's ball four to Lund. So the Eagles, again, they've had a base runner every inning.
Here's Riley.
Riley got a base hit in the first inning, grounded out to the catcher, and then popped out to right field. Pitches high, gets away from the catcher, and runs off to second base. Of course, Riley's older sister, Kelsey Lund, just completed an outstanding college basketball career. There's a drive out to right field. Oh, a nice diving catch out there in right field by number 8, Morse.
Number 9?
Wow.
Good play.
Well, that was Tessa. I believe that was Tessa out there. That was a nice driving catch there. I want to make sure I got the right girl out there. I think it's Tessa Odegaard, number 8. Oh, there's a Bungard hits it well, and right to the left fielder, Cole, for out number 3. Bungard off her bat. That was a hard hit, too, wasn't it?
That was a good hit. Unfortunately, she hit it right to the left fielder.
So, Miniota Camby doing it in the outfield here, the last couple outs. 9-2. Eagles, hey, we're in the seventh inning. Miniota Camby coming to bat. We'll be right back. Okay.
My head started hurting really bad. We drove to CCM Health. The minute they got me through the door, my heart quit. I went into full cardiac arrest. A few days later, I got to go home. And I started my rehab at CCM Health. The staff there is just unbelievable. I can do anything anyone else can. They really know how to build you back up at CCM Health. They got me to where I could live my life.
CCM Health. Live your life. CCMHealthMN.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out TuftyAuto.com. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Stop in and visit with Carrie Harding from Southwest Insurance Services. Her office is located in the First Security Bank of Canby.
All right, here we are in the seventh inning, game two. Minnesota down 9-2, top of the seventh. And they have 8-9-1 batters. Number 12 batting here. This is Dakota Pesch. Dakota Pesch batting her second time this game. Coach Heidi Borbom, she's taken the sunglasses off. And she's put her winter coat on there, Sydney. Must be cold.
I think a lot of them are looking a little bit colder out there.
Dakota Pesch batting with three balls, no strikes on her. Next pitch is a strike right down the middle. Eagles lead 9-2 here in the seventh. Three outs away from victory number two today. Swung on and fouled back. Minnesota Canby gets right back in the action tomorrow. I believe they take on RCW Bowl, I think. Here's the windup in the pitch. Ground ball, first baseman off Kittleson, and Everett Dakota's safe. Have to give a hit there. That was hard. So here's Tessa Overgaard batting. Dakota Pesch on first base. Riley nods her head from the catcher, Isabel Curtis. And the windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Now, that really wasn't a blazing fastball or a changeup. It was kind of different speed. Does she have another third pitch there, Sydney?
I couldn't tell you. I think that one just might have been a little bit different.
Next pitch. There's strike two. Throw it on to first. By Isabel, and everyone's safe. 9-2 the score. Lockball leading. They won the first game 13-2 in six innings. Swatsky's pitch, throw it on to first again. There's a strike three. Overgaard down on three strikes, one out. Eagles two outs away. Here's Ashley Ann Cole, the left fielder. Ashley's grounded out. Bungarden at third and struck out twice. Swings at that first pitch and fouls it back to the backstop. Kind of clouding over now. We're losing our sun.
Yeah, it's definitely getting a lot colder as we speak.
Ooh, inside, almost hit her. One ball, one strike to Ashley Ann Cole of Minnesota Canby. And Riley delivers a changeup, swing and a miss. And then throw down to first. And Pesch gets back.
Isabel's really working her, trying to keep her on first, make sure she doesn't get into scoring position and try to get the out.
1-2 count. Pitch outside for ball two. Cole. Canby has a graduation first, I think, in a couple weeks. Ground ball to the right side of the field. Bond fields it and throws Cole out at first base. And Pesch gets the second. Two outs. Here's Faith Meary. Faith Meary will bat, number nine. Eagles pick up a win with an out here. Pitches down low for a ball. JV game is done. 15-9, the final score. Did you see one over there?
I think it might have been Minnesota Canby.
Okay.
I saw during one of the innings that they got a couple more runs.
Okay. One ball, one strike, two outs. We're in the seventh inning. Meary at the plate. Pitches inside for a ball. Pesch is at second base. Riley Sawatsky trying to close it out here. And there's a hard hit ball. Bungarden, the third baseman, fields it, throws to first, and she's out, and that ends the ball game. Nice job by Tori to end the game. And there's your final score. Acapulco Valley 9, Mineola Canby 2. And the girls are going to shake hands behind home plate here. And the coaches will meet. And Sydney, what do you think of game 2 there?
That game was also a very good game. Eagles were able to string together hits once again and come out on top. Riley Swatsky was able to keep the Mineola Canby girls from hitting the bat on the ball. I think you said she had 11 strikeouts.
Yep.
So that all really helps team. So
good. Well, you want to stick around or you want to go? We've got a post-game show coming up here, and we'll name a Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. Sydney, thank you for helping out here.
Yeah, thanks for having
me
tonight.
Yeah, that was fun. Now you're under your belt, so you can help me all the time now, right?
I suppose I can maybe make that work.
All right. Yeah, we'll talk with, if you want to tell Coach Swatsky to come up here, that would be great. So appreciate you helping out, Sydney.
Yes, thank you.
All right, that's Sydney Gertis helping me out today. And we'll take, maybe a 3-4 minute break here, and we'll come back and visit with Coach Zawatsky and name our players of the games.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com. Also brought to you by Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, where they carry a complete line of Baldwin filters for ag, auto, construction, and truck. Baldwin filters clean better, last longer, and hold 25% more dirt, and they're available at Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, or call 320-769-4337.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. And the Lacaparral Valley Eagles sweep Mineola Canby tonight. They won the second game 9-2, and the Eagles took the first game 13-2. Let's do the line scores once again in that first game. Eagles 13 runs on 14 hits, 2 errors, 7 left on base. Mineola Canby 2 runs on 5 hits, 3 errors, and 7 on base. That was through 6 innings. And in game two, Lions scores read, Lacapoix Valley 9 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors, and 5 left on base. Mineota Canby 2 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors, and 5 left on base. And we're going to visit with our Neon Needles player of the game first, Ayanna Gibson, who had a 2 RBI single in the second inning. Hi, Ayanna, how's you doing?
I'm pretty good.
You picked up a sweep tonight. Talk about that.
It was pretty easy for me, I guess, in the outfield, as Riley did her job and struck a lot of people out in the infield, did really well, so I didn't have to do much.
You didn't have to do much. You just came up with a big hit in the second inning. It feels good to play in warmer weather for once, huh? Now, how did you do in the first game? You came around to score twice, I see, in that first game, that 13-2 win. Talk about your teammates here. Playing well?
Yes, for sure. Everyone's hitting the ball really, really well.
Okay, that's good. And you're one of them. So you get a Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. You want a medium or small?
Small, please.
Small, okay. We'll get you a small, and why don't you hand the heads up to Taylor, and then we'll talk to Coach Sawatsky, and we'll get to that one, and you can hold that one. Taylor Shelstead joins me, and Taylor had the big win. Hey, I want to get a picture here. Taylor had the big hit in the first game, a 3 RBI triple in the sixth inning. Nice job, Taylor.
Thank you.
What was that felt? That felt like? Let's see the your shirt there. What that felt like? Was that triple, Taylor?
Hits like that always feel good coming off the bat. So it feels good to get my teammates in. Around the bases.
Yeah, that was a big hit in the ball game. Kind of opened it up for you there. I think you were 4-for-4, if I remember right, and you came around and scored twice.
Yes.
You're a busy girl. You're playing AAU basketball. You're playing softball. What's going on? Busy time. Prom Saturday.
Yes. Lots of stuff going on in the spring for me, so my body doesn't really like that. But gotta keep going, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Are you having a fun year?
Yes, these girls are awesome, coaching staff. They like to have fun, so always a good time at practice
All
in
right.
the game.
All right, congratulations. You're the Neon Needles Player of the Game in the first game, and you got a prom date?
I do have a prom date.
All right, that's good. Have fun at prom this Saturday.
I will. Yep. Thanks, Paul.
Yep, that's Taylor Shelstead. Let's talk with Coach Scott Sawatsky. Scott, boy, you put some runs up today.
This nice weather certainly helps, but I tell you what, these girls are stinging the ball right now, and starting with Taylor at leading us off, and when she gets on the bases, it's dangerous. She can basically, we know she's going to probably end up at third base, and then the girls behind her are moving her up. And it was, Yana, the other player of the game, she's had some nice at bats, and just finally tonight some hits rolled through, and sometimes you can have good at-bats and just be unlucky.
Well, everybody got in the action. Riley Lund had a couple RBIs. Riley Sawatsky, a couple RBIs. Tori Bungarten, RBI. Taylor Kittleson, 2 RBIs in that first game.
Yeah, that middle of the lineup has been hot all year long, and they pack a punch with their, with their sticks. So it's nice to see some runs, and I tell you what, Paul, that's a quality win.
Yep.
That's a good team right there who's been competing with basically everybody they've crossed paths with.
Yeah, they came in 7-3
they're dangerous.
Yep.
So when we got out into the outfield there after the game, I just said, that's a big, big statement win right there. And I thought we really played well in all phases of the game. Defensively made some great plays, obviously hit the heck out of the ball.
Riley did a great job in the circle again, 14 strikeouts in the first game, and I think she had 12 in the second game.
Yeah, we finally figured the changeup out a little bit.
Oh, that's nasty, Scott.
It was nasty tonight, and we tinkered with some things yesterday, and it really helped. And I tell you, when she has that going, it makes the fastball look even faster. So it was a really nice outing. Yeah, we're leaning on her a lot, but like I told, Taylor Shelstead's an outstanding pitcher too.
Okay.
But our team is the best because Taylor has so much range at shortstop.
Yep.
And so, just two quality wins.
Good. So what's up next for you guys?
Yeah, we've got.
You remember?
Well, the girls are going to take a day off tomorrow. We've beat them up pretty good here.
Okay.
So apparently they've got to get nails done and all that stuff to beautify themselves for prom. So I don't think they heard anything I was saying in the post game discussion until I said, "So what are we going to do for practice tomorrow?" But no, we have YME on Tuesday. And
okay.
I'll be honest.
They're a good team, too.
Yeah, they are. There's no slouches, honestly, in this conference. And I can't remember. We play on Thursday, and I can't for the life of me remember where we're at this point.
I think that's here.
Nope.
You're going to Grant. Okay.
Today was our last home game.
Oh, it was?
So we're
already?
Floating on the road. Yeah, it was four in a row.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And so now we're going to live on the road. And,
okay.
Unless we can get a home playoff game. So.
All right, let's hope for that.
Let's hope for that, yep.
All right, thanks, Scott, for your time. I appreciate it. Sydney Gertis helped me for the first time. She made her radio debut tonight, and she knocked it out of the park.
I bet she's outstanding. You know, a former alum and former Lacaparro softball horse, you know, just a stud that we had. So I bet she did an outstanding job.
I teased her a little bit when her sister Isabel got that triple. I said, you would have probably had inside the Parker on that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I can tell you one thing. I'll say this about Isabel, though, her younger sister is, I've never seen a high school softball player slide as smoothly and efficiently. I mean, she is.
Isabel?
Oh, my gosh. It's a thing of beauty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I got to pay attention to that next time.
She can get it done.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate
it. Thanks for all your support.
Yep.
We appreciate it as
you
well.
Bet. Talk to you Saturday on the Coach's Show.
Can't wait.
Scott Sawofsky, head coach of the Lacaparro Valley softball team. They sweep Mineota Cambie tonight. First game 13-2 in six innings, and the second game 9-2. And great job there. As I mentioned, Taylor Shelstead, our Neon Neal Subway Player of the Game in Game 1, and Ayanna Gibson, Player of the Game in Game 2. And tomorrow night, we'll have Lacaparro Valley baseball for you. Lacaparro Valley will be over in Dawson to take on the Blackjacks, 4:30 start there, from Nelson Field with Dick Newman. And I want to thank Mike Meyer back at the studio for working the board. Thanks, Mike. And we'll see. I believe I got softball Monday someplace. So I'll have to see what the schedule says. So thanks, everybody, for listening to Lacaparro Valley and Mineota Cambie softball tonight.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Post Game Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Guest Wine Motors, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Cambie.